When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Saturday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Now, we start today's podcasting thing, of course, by looking back at last night's heavyweight encounter, which saw AJ beat Francis Ngannou. Adam Catchell and Spencer Oliver reacted to all the action.
Interesting to see how Francis Ngannou approaches the first 2 to 3 rounds of this compared to what he did against Tyson Fury. He had a look against Tyson Fury, didn't he? He let Tyson Fury kind of go first a little bit.
AJ has just dropped Francis Ngannou!
I have never seen anybody do that to him in MMA.
Tell you what, he's got 20 seconds to survive here, because if AJ lands another one of those, this could be cut.
Fantastic start for AJ. We're about a minute 30 remaining of the second round. For those that have just tuned in, Ngannou down in the first round. Big straight out of right hand from Anthony Joshua.
And I feel like he's going to walk onto another one.
He is. You can feel it, can't you?
You can feel it, yeah. Joshua's got to keep boxing. There you go.
Anthony Joshua, that was fantastic. 40 seconds remaining of the second round.
Finish it.
Wow.
And Anthony Joshua.
Finish him.
There you go!
Yes! Anthony Joshua has knocked out cold.
Wow.
Oh my God. Out cold, Francis Ngannou. Out cold. That is how you deal with a non-boxer. That's what a professional boxer does.
Let's go!
A performance.
Wow. He's stamped still down. His way at the top of the division here.
That was just textbook perfect.
That is how you do it, man.
From AJ there. Just changing the angles. Every time he threw a shot, he just stepped over either side and just looking for that opening and that counter and being very, very patient there. And it paid dividends.
That was unbelievable. Not about you, Spence, but it feels... I love Francis Ngannou. Love him to bits. But it feels like a little bit of order has been restored.
Absolutely. It had to happen for the sake of the sport. You know, could you imagine if Francis Ngannou would have beat Anthony Joshua after doing that to the world heavyweight champ in the fight previously? You just go, what is going on here? This is something different to even a Rocky movie. So
what questions does that now bring up regarding Tyson Fury? Where's Tyson Fury at? Because with all due respect, Francis Ngannou beat him. And Anthony Joshua has just decimated Francis Ngannou in two rounds.
I know a lot of people thought that AJ can't win tonight, but all of a sudden, now, you just said it yourself, where's it put? Tyson Fury? People be thinking AJ is the man now.
Yeah, absolutely. The public perception would have changed massively. Now you go in there, you speak to the casual fan and they'll go, Anthony Joshua is the guy. He's the man right now.
I don't think we can put him ahead of Tyson Fury right now. Because Tyson hasn't lost. Mm-hmm. He's still the man.
Well, he sort of has lost in his last fight, but he didn't have a decision.
But that's an opinion. That's an opinion. So what I'm really trying not to, because I'm with you and I want to run the whole AJ bandwagon bigger than everyone. But let's be what we're here for. Let's talk the truth. Tyson is a man, but what he has done now has made a real valid conversation now that I don't think Tyson can run away from. He has to fight him now.
Has to.
AJ Fury go in the ring next.
AJ and Fury go in the ring next.
AJ versus Fury goes in the ring next. Let's say, theoretically speaking, forget the undisputed happening. Yeah. Let's say that fight was happening on May the 1st, May the 18th. Yeah? Take Usyk out of the equation here just for a minute, because I want to see where you're at, your headspace. That fight happens May the 18th. Who wins that fight right now, May the 18th?
Going off recent data, Anthony Joshua wins the fight.
TalkSport Daily.
from boxing to football. And, of course, it promises to be a massive weekend in the Premier League. TalkSport brings you live and exclusive commentary of Man United against Everton, with both sides needing a win. Before we hear from both managers, let's hear from the Everton and England goalkeeper, Jordan Pickford.
For Manchester United, the prospect of Champions League football seems further away than arguably ever before.
11 games they've lost this season now, Manchester United. Their record in the Premier League is 12.
Every game is a battle. Every game is a fight, and you have to be ready for that fight.
Where's the fight?
I think there's a consensus around the club at the moment that change might be coming.
What if he wins the FA Cup? What if he gets them into Europe?
It's now 10 games without a win in the top fight for them. That's their longest winless run for 30 years. Full-time at Goodison, Everton 1, West Ham 3.
So there's certainly no gimmies at Old Trafford than there isn't across football.
Comes back to Garnacho, fortuitously, and he shoots. To McNeil, who crosses, Harrison, puts it in! Everton lead!
Got to stand up and be counted as a team sometimes. I feel we've got like a few draws in there, so it's just turning them draws into wins, and you want to win every game you're playing, and you know it's not possible sometimes, and it's about being resilient and being a team effort. Yeah, I think just them little key moments and them little small details where you turn them draws into wins.
Jordan, I mean, Sean Dyche, who's a man we like here, he's recently suggested that the situation regards to points deduction has had a psychological effect on you, the players. Has it? I mean, can you talk me through that?
Yeah, it was just one of them really at the start. We kind of just cracked on, and then the appeal was supposed to be ended by the middle of Feb, and it just kind of creeps in a little bit as a team, but it's about like me as an individual. It was kind of fear the worst, you're going to get no points back, so you just crack on and train well, do your best on game days, and the outcome will be the outcome. But now it's out there, now it's about us just pushing forward and cracking on. You know, we're on 25 points now, we're just going to keep looking forward and not looking behind.
You won 61 of your first 100 matches at Manchester United. You won a cup. That's a better record than Jurgen Klopp, than Arteta at Arsenal. And I know you don't want to use the injuries as an excuse, but to what extent have they derailed what was a pretty positive trajectory?
We are in the right direction. So imagine we had many more players available and that we had not so many setbacks in injuries. We could have been easily 70 or 75 wins, and that tells had a bright future of this team when players are available. Because if you compare it, with other managers or other teams in the past who were in a built-up stage, or with previous managers in this big club, then you can see there is a bright future, and because also I think it's a good balance in ages in this squad.
As always, you've got to play well. That's the biggest marker. You know, you go wherever you want in the Premier League, everyone's a good side, you've got to play well. So we'll stay focused on that. We've got to perform again. We've got to keep creating the chances. We've got to take them and make sure that, as that young person said, stop it going in that end and put it in that one. He was spot on. He must be listening to a very wise man, that young person.
TalkSport Daily.
Now, goal-scoring machines Arsenal have the chance to go top of the league for a few hours at least with a win against Brentford at the Emirates. Let's hear from the manager of the month, Mikel Arteta, and the former unbeatable, Ray Parlour, who believes this side can go on to do great things in the future, even more than the unbeatables did themselves.
Ben White, who strikes it into the corner. It's a thunderbolt from Ben White. An unstoppable Arsenal strike again.
We have a lot to play for. We know the difficulty of the match is always really tough. We played them twice already and we suffer. And we always suffer against Brentford. And on Saturday, I expect a very similar match.
And right now, maybe Arsenal are performing to the absolutely maximum. I've stopped counting the goals they've scored, and some of you probably got it, the number. How much? 31 in the last seven. That's more than four per game or something like that, isn't it? Yeah. Ooh, wow. That's impressive.
Does Mikel Arteta's young squad have the potential to eventually achieve more than the Invincibles, Ray?
I really hope they do. I really do. I mean, I'm sure a lot of the squads will say no because it's
That's
very
me.
Hard.
No,
I'm going to say yay because I think if the young squad can develop and they can get better, they can improve like they are improving. Again, it'd be interesting to see what they do in the summer. In the summer when they go out, but it's a lot more competitive.
No chance.
It's a lot more competitive now, the league, isn't it? So it's a lot more difficult to go to unbeaten. But, you know, I'm not taking nothing away from our sides, but I'm really, really happy how they're doing at the moment. And you're playing against two top quality sides to win that league, Liverpool, Man City.
TalkSport Daily.
Now, Sunday sees the knockout game of the weekend as Liverpool face City in a huge title clash at Anfield. And Trent Alexander-Arnold's comments about trophies meaning more to Liverpool than Man City have already caused quite a stir. Jurgen Klopp has defended his fullback and believes he said nothing wrong.
They have won the Champions League! Success for Liverpool!
It's a brilliant strike from Trent Alexander-Arnold.
He stood on the bins before he played for the club. He played through all youth teams. What would you think in that situation? One of our slogans, what I love, is this means more. And it means more to us. We have no clue exactly what 100% what it means to other people, but what happens here means more to us. We had 2 years ago a parade after winning the League Cup and the FA Cup, losing the Champions League final the night before, losing the league for a point. Tell me a city where you have a parade and it looks like we won all these trophies without having them. That's the club is special to us. If it's not special to other people, I cannot change that. But that when we feel it like that, why shouldn't we be allowed to say it?
2023, Manchester City, treble winners.
Trent Alexander-Arnold has said that, in his opinion, winning trophies means more to Liverpool than it does to Manchester City. I don't know what you feel about that, but there's also an implication that it doesn't matter to City, it doesn't mean as much because you spend lots of money. I'm just wondering what your observations about that whole situation is.
I wish him a speedy recovery and come back to the pitch as soon as possible.
I don't know why Trent's sort of come out with that statement and got involved, Ray, because only he knows how he feels. You know, don't talk for other people. I can't say how you feel. I can't say how Alan feels about, you know, what it means to you. Why didn't he just come out and say, you know, it would mean the world to us? You know, it would be absolutely amazing. To say it would be more to us than another group of players or another group of fans, he's got no idea.
Maybe, I wouldn't say to take it for granted, but Manchester City, certainly of recent times, are used to winning a lot of trophies. Mm. So maybe there are some trophies they've won, and yeah, they're happy about winning it, but there's maybe not the same excitement. After you like fourth League Cup in a row, you're a little bit like, but it still means so much to the supporters.
Yeah, totally.
Because you know what it's like as well? It's completely changed. They are the best team on the planet, winning trophy upon trophy, won the treble last season, but it will still mean so much to these supporters who remember, certainly the older generation that remember what they used to be like.
TalkSport Daily.
To the championship now, as Batman would say, and the battle to stay up and the race for the title were very much up for grabs. 23rd place Sheffield Wednesday, who are 7 points off Watford in 13th place, faced Leeds, who were looking to move back into the automatic promotion spots. Here's how it all unfolded on TalkSport 2.
10 more games to go, so much to decide in what's been the most wonderful EFL season so far. The climax, you'll follow it every step of the way till May, right here across the TalkSport network. Oh, now he's in here, Nonto onside in the penalty area, and Willy Nonto finishes for Leeds United. They'll feel that's a crucial goal that'll take them back to second in the Championship tonight, and it's Sheffield Wednesday 0, Leeds United 2.
Momentum's key in the Championship, it always has been, you know, for successful sides, and I just look at, you know, there's a lot of familiarities about the, you know, the shape, the shape that Leeds play, that they've adopted, the style of play, you know, and a real strength in the core of what they've got through the side, and they've got quality.
We want to play proper football, we want to win games, let the table take care for itself, and when we then have a look and keep going like this, concentrating, enjoying ourselves that much, further on, staying focused, then there will be a good outcome, I'm pretty sure.
TalkSport Daily.
And staying with TalkSport 2, England might be getting battered at the cricket as India led by 255 runs, but Ben Stokes is back. Well, bowling, anyway.
Stokes to bowl then for the first time in the series. He's in, his right arm over the wicket, and he has bowled Rohit Sharma. First ball with an absolute seed of a delivery.
Well, that is unbelievable. He keeps writing his own headlines as Ben Stokes. He's absolutely phenomenal. He's bowled his first ball. He's not bowled since the Ashes.
India finished the day on 473 for 8. There hasn't been a great deal for England fans to cheer about.
The live and exclusive Ball Bubble coverage continues with day 3 of the 5th test from 3:55 a.m. today. That's nearly 4 a.m.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
TalkSport Daily.
And finally, it's the weekend. So I thought I'd end the podcast by looking back at some of the best clips this past week. Over to Paul Hawksby and Andy Jacobs.
The Talk Sport Clips of the Week.
Get us underway.
Well, we kick off, not unusually, with Alan Brazil talking Fulham.
Fulham hope that Thomas Tuchel's exit from Bayern at the end of the season will mean they can hang on to midfielder Perlin Haar.
Not Perlin Haar. That's two midfielders.
Yeah, he advertises with Perlin Dean.
That's Paulinho, I think he was.
It is Paulinho, yes.
Perlin Haar. Well, don't worry.
Perlin Haaland.
Yeah, it could be. Nice. We're sure Alan will have more luck with the Liverpool assistant manager's name.
Plus, so some of the headlines you're waking up to this morning. Here we go. TalkSport understands Liverpool assistant manager Pep Lijnjaars.
Yes, with his teenage Leninja Turtles.
Wee Lijnjaars.
Meanwhile, on the sports bar, Jason Cundy was set a quiz.
I only have two words, but thousands of letters. What am I? Dictionary.
Ah, okay. Can see a slight problem there.
This is Jim Proudfoot on commentary duty, seemingly keen to mark Crafts Week.
Yeah.
And Dallow was there with the aid of McTominay to get it away, but McTominay's given it away. Rough.
Just a little one, because it is Crafts Week, isn't it? We all love Crafts Week. So well done, Jim. That was a good clip, and I did enjoy that. Yeah.
Rough.
Yeah, all right, Jim. No need for that. Just calm down.
Rough.
You won't get a biscuit if you keep on like that.
Rough.
You get the idea with that.
Well, that's it for another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcast. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Drive on Monday with Benty. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts out tomorrow. So make sure you do all you need to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day and above all. Be safe, everyone. Be safe.
This has been TalkSport Daily.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.